Ted Kennedy. It's time to end the ban on gays and lesbians in the armed forces in a moment. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, Bill Clinton is right when he says he'll end the Pentagon's ban on gays and lesbians in the military. Old prejudices die hard, but the Pentagon now admits the ban has nothing to do with national security or susceptibility to blackmail. Even President Bush's Secretary of Defense, Dick Cheney, calls that excuse an old chestnut. Don't forget the tailhook scandal, Al. Instead of raising false fears, the Pentagon ought to crack down on the serious problem it's already got, sexual harassment. The forces of bigotry once said blacks couldn't serve with whites and that women couldn't do the job. Those days are long gone. Our armed forces are the best ever. They'll be even better when we root out this last vestige of bias. Bill Clinton is right. What about you, Al? Are you part of the solution or part of the prejudice?
Ted, the closest you ever came to military service was sitting on the Senate Armed Services Committee. A pretty lofty place for someone who voted no every time someone mentioned a new weapon or idea. You hardly ever listen to your own fine chairman, Democrat Senator Sam Nunn, who opposes lifting the ban on gays. Ted, Bill Clinton's top military advisor and former head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral William Crowell, says that Clinton is dead wrong on this one. So are you, Ted. The success of any military combat unit has always been the relationship that comes from training and discipline. Any outside influence that threatens the spirit of unity diminishes the military readiness of our armed services. Ted, you and Bill Clinton have accomplished what our common enemies have never been able to do, putting our military at odds with itself while terribly undermining morale. What a way to go. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Bill Clinton already making excuses on how he won't cut the deficit. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.